In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 9 days since my last confession. And I've been... This is so embarrassing. I've sinned against someone, and I'm just so afraid. Father, the person I've sinned against is you. I don't know where to start. Well, I guess it could be that day you came into class during Sister Clemence's discussion about I don't really remember, because as soon as you walked into the room and she introduced you, I couldn't take my eyes off of you. I mean, it's not just me. All the other girls in my dormitory, they talk about you too, and they say you're so cute and you're so handsome, and yes, you're all of those things. You're just so kind to me. Do you remember that one day a few weeks ago when I was walking across the campus and I was carrying some books and some papers and the wind was blowing really hard and it blew up my skirt, and I brought my hands down to cover my skirt and I dropped my books and my papers and they flew everywhere, and you happened to be walking by reading, and you stopped what you were doing and you came and you helped me grab all the papers, and it was such a mess. It was so embarrassing. Oh my gosh. And you helped me pick up all my things, and you even pulled some stray leaves and stuff out of my hair when it got all tangled up in the wind. And I don't know, I guess just over these past few weeks, I've just felt this growing affection for you. Like sometimes when I see you strolling around campus, you're just concentrating deep in thought, and you look so peaceful, and I just like watching you. Oh yes, but the sinning, right. I don't want to get the other girls in trouble, but 2 nights ago, my roommate Hannah Beth, she gathered all of us girls together, and she wanted us to watch something, and she said it was really exciting, and her cousin who lives in the city sent it to her. So excuse me. So all of us gathered in our room, and she turned on her laptop and she opened this video, and it was pornography. I didn't mean to watch it. I didn't want to watch it. I didn't know what it was, but she wouldn't let me leave. And she called me a prude and stick in the mud, and she said she would tell Sister Clemence and blame it on me, and that if I tried to tell someone, she said it would be all my fault. And I'm not strong like her. So, I didn't want to, but I sat in the corner at first and I didn't watch. I didn't want to watch. I didn't. But then I heard, I couldn't cover my ears, and the girls were laughing and they were making noises, and I heard a man and a woman fornicating and doing all other sorts of inappropriate things that I shouldn't, that I know I shouldn't watch and I shouldn't listen to, but I couldn't help it. I listened and I peeked a little bit, and I couldn't help it. I watched as this man, he was very handsome. He kind of reminded me of you. I'm sorry. I know you don't engage in those sort of things, but I mean, there was just a few similarities. Not, you know, just, anyways, so, this man took the woman into his arms, and they embraced, and they were kissing, and touching each other all over, and then he was, they were, and I don't know, my heart felt like it was going to burst out of my chest, and it got so hot, and the next thing I knew, my stomach, it felt like it was burning, like deep down in the pit of my stomach, and I knew that the devil was trying to tempt me, so I yelled at them, and I told them, we have to stop, this is wrong, and they all laughed at me, but I guess they saw how distressed I was, so they finally left, and Hannabeth went with them. I guess they went to go finish watching, but I couldn't get those images out of my head. I couldn't get the sounds. I could still hear it that night as I lay in bed, and it was so difficult to sleep. But somehow I did. But then, that night I had a dream, and you were in it, and, I was in church. As usual, I was in my uniform and just kneeling before the altar, just praying. And then suddenly you appeared before me, and you were dressed in your robes, and you were looking down at me, and you were smiling, and you were gently patting my head and stroking my hair. And it felt really nice. And then, this was only in the dream. It wasn't, I would never. But then my hands came up, and it lifted up your robe, and I undid your slacks, and I revealed your manhood, and I held it, like, I guess I was influenced by the film, and I was touching you, and you just kept smiling at me, and you were whispering and murmuring some sort of sweet things, I don't really remember what, but, and then I took you into my mouth. And I proceeded to taste you and pleasure you, and it felt so real, like there was actually, like you were in my, and it was hot and, oh my heart, oh no, it's happening again, breathe, 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 I'm sorry, Father, I didn't, this wasn't my intention, I'm not this sort of girl, I don't do those sort of things, I would never. You're a man of the cloth. You're celibate. I'm saving myself. I haven't done anything to sacrifice that. But then it got worse. You slowly peeled me away from you, and you embraced me, and you held me close. And you kissed me softly, and it felt really, really nice. And then in my dream self whispered for you to take me right then and there. And you whisked me off my feet, and you put me down on the altar. And, proceeded to, yes, you had your way with me, and I liked it. And then I woke up, and I felt so ashamed, and I felt sick to my stomach, and I felt dizzy and hot, and felt like the room was spinning. And the next thing I knew, there was this wetness between my legs. It felt like liquid was just dripping out of me. I don't know I suppose I was incredibly aroused by the dream. And it just, there was this aching, this need for me to relieve that pain, and also I'd never experienced anything like it. It felt like my lower half was just throbbing, and I violated myself. I let my hand touch that wetness, because I'd never felt anything like that before, and it was so strange, but it felt so pleasurable. And I touched this little, I touched this, the place that my mother said never to touch, only a man should touch it. But I did it anyways. I disobeyed, and I touched myself. And I'm sorry, but I thought of you. I thought about you, and the way you held me, and you were guiding yourself into me, and just slowly, but passionately thrusting yourself into me, and it just made me even more wetter, wet down there, and my hands were just sliding all over my body, all over my chest and my neck, and I imagined your mouth on my neck and on my face kissing and slowly sucking all over me. And I couldn't resist. I slipped a finger inside of the place I'm not supposed to touch. But it felt so wonderful. And just, I couldn't resist. I put another one inside. And I continued to touch that little spot with my thumb while my fingers worked inside, and it was so slippery. My fingers were soaked. My hands were soaked. And I continued to rub and touch and imagine you, your fingers, your cock. Just plunging, breaching me, claiming me as your own. And I violated myself until suddenly it felt like, oh my goodness. My body just went stiff and just heaped, and stars bursting behind my eyes, and it was so wrong. But how can something so wrong just feel like it was meant to be, like it was the most natural, incredible thing that I was made to do? And when that eruption, that climax happened, I couldn't stop, I couldn't hold back, but I screamed, and I cried out your name over and over again. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I know it's the devil's work, I know. And I know I should be stronger. I've been praying every day. I've been going to mass, and my spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak. And I just had to tell you, I didn't, you know, I usually come about, like, you know, usually every week. But I've been hiding. I was so ashamed. I didn't want you to think that I was some sort of pervert or some deviant. And I was so afraid. I don't want you to hate me. Because please don't hate me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Father. I would never. It was wrong of me to think of you that way. And I came in today to beg for your forgiveness, because I was a bad girl. I was a dirty, dirty girl, and I shouldn't have touched myself, and I shouldn't have done those things. And I'm sorry. Will you ever forgive me? Will God ever forgive me for what I've done? Really? It's okay? You're not mad? Oh, thank you, Father. I'm sorry, I'm crying. I've been so worried these past few days, I couldn't sleep. And, you know, I value your opinion. You've been so kind, and you've been so helpful in theology, and I just love listening to you talk, and you're so intelligent. I could listen to you all day. I respect you, and I didn't want to sully your image, even if it was in my head, and even if I didn't want to. I just felt that you should know that you deeply affect me. And I want to be a good girl from now on. So, is there anything that I can do to repent? Is there any way that I can become a good girl? You, what? Oh, yes, I can say those. I will, you want me to say the Hail Marys right now, or? Okay. In your office? Oh, yes, of course, I'd... Anything. I would do anything for you, Father. Okay. Yes, I can meet you tonight. Yes, I know. Yes, I was very, very bad. So I'm willing to receive my punishment and to obtain my penance. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Father. I'll see you tonight. Bye.